Good to see you.
Okay, even though we're doing important work today, it's all downhill from there, I think. But we're looking forward to the rest of our agenda, and we'll get to it now. Let me read the instructions and procedures, and then we'll get to the regular calendar. Want to welcome everyone here this morning for the regular business of the council. We have quite a bit on our calendar today. If you're here to speak on a council item, all you need to do is state your name. You don't need to give us your address or any of those details. But if you're a lobbyist, please declare that and let us know what organization that you're representing. On council calendar items, we typically give people 3 minutes to speak unless there's some other arrangement prior to that. Please testify only to the matter at hand. If you want to make a demonstration in favor of somebody speaking, just please wave your hands, but we like to avoid applause or catcalls so that everybody gets the chance to speak. That means disruptive behavior, if it actually happens, won't be tolerated, and you'll be warned and asked to leave. If you have any handouts, please give them to Carla, our clerk, and she'll distribute them to us today. So thanks for coming, and let's proceed with communications items, starting with 390.
Request of Greg Madden to address council regarding marketing and manufacturing the Portland Lou. He called and is canceling and maybe rescheduling.
Okay. Number 391, then.
Request of Jane Maynard to address council regarding abandoned automobiles on private property.
Ms. Maynard, are you here? Yes, come on up, please.
Right here?
Yes, thank you. Welcome.
We have your handout.
Yes, we've got your handout. Thank
here you are celebrating the beauty of princesses and roses and music, and I'm talking about blight.
It happens. Thank you for being here.
My name is Jane Maynard, and I live in Northeast Portland. Thank you for this opportunity to speak about a problem in my Woodlawn neighborhood. As the pictures distributed to you illustrate, the blight I am concerned about exists in other neighborhoods, too. Administering a city is a difficult job, especially a city such as Portland, where we have high expectations for quality of life and health of the environment. I come to you today with a win-win proposition, and with a no-brainer solution. It starts with a perfectly logical code requirement that abandoned vehicles off pavement must be removed from private property. At least that is how I read the code. You might check the specific language. I have turned in such violations, as have many others. When it is repeatedly not acted upon by the city, we are told either that it is not a priority or that there is no money for enforcement. Every day on radio, television, and billboards, various nonprofits such as Oregon Public Broadcasting are begging for vehicles in any condition. At no cost to the owners, cars, boats, and trailers will be taken away. And the donor even receives a tax benefit. There are also private metal recyclers who will haul away car parts. A City of Portland citation, accompanied by a How to Get Rid of the Offending Vehicle pamphlet, could be issued. If within a month or so no action has been taken, the city could seize the property and reap the reward. The basic code requirement is already in place. The legal department would probably need to put some muscle into enforcement. I've recently been in great cities in this country and abroad. In my observation, Portland is not keeping up in ridding itself of this unhealthy scar on the cityscape. I have photographs to demonstrate what we see day after day, year after year, in our own immediate neighborhood. The 6227 Northeast 19th house, not photographed, is currently under investigation for code violations and has been under investigations repeatedly. The cars in the back of this property rust on year by year undisturbed. As we drive down Northeast Deacon between 21st and 33rd, I have been quite surprised at the number of cars visible in yards along the way. Environmental beauty, recycling, space for living, neighborhood cohesion, and even a source of money. This could be a positive, doable, affordable city service. Please investigate this issue and take action.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you bringing this to us in a very thoughtful way. Thank you.